Yeah, well, I think, you know, in the wake of you know, the Obama speech, too, it's kind of interesting because, you know, African-Americans and others in this country have had to deal with terrorism a long time. You know, African-Americans were terrorized for years in this country, and by various by several different groups, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that one of the things that Wright was kind of trying to get at in a way that you certainly heard that conversation among black people was that reality, was that, you know, black people had been terrorized for a long time, and then when 9/11 happened, you know, people said things like that, and that now other people are experiencing this reality, even Oklahoma City, which people don't talk about nearly enough, is another example of terrorizing people domestically. And somehow we don't talk about that nearly enough in this country. And so, you know, people who've experienced that other end of terrorism, domestic terrorism, you know, they weren't nearly as shocked about 9/11. You know? Obviously, 9/11 was a huge shock for the world, but, you know, when people will do things like Oklahoma City, well, what makes you think that they won't do something like the World Trade Center? So, you know, I think that's the thing that, you know, again, a part of that conversation that we're not having is, you know, the way... is that historical connection that, you know, we just don't want to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. That there's a past in America that informs the present. And that should be part of the conversation, but unfortunately it's not.